"Now, Angus," said Matthew, as he sat down in Big Lou's coffee bar with Angus Lordy. Angus waited for more to be said, but that, it seemed, was the extent of Matthew's greeting. Not that its brevity made it insignificant. A whole and satisfying conversation, Angus thought, could consist of very few words, provided the words were well chosen and had behind them sufficient richness of association. In this respect, he recalled the conversation he had once overheard on the Black Isle, in which one man, coming upon another in the street, said in long, drawn-out tones, "Aye?" to be answered with "Aye?" from the other, a slightly different "Aye," of course, and one accompanied by a slight movement of the head. This was followed by "Aye, well," from the instigator of the exchange, to which the reply was a further "Aye?" The conversation was brought to a meaningful end with "Aye, then," from one, followed by a conclusive "Aye, aye," from the other.